Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Senior Bowl, and we're in Mobile, Alabama. It's media night, and we're enjoying the company of some of the finest prospects in the nation. And one of those prospects is the TCU defensive end, Josh Caraway. What was it like kind of just finally, you know, having that hiatus and getting the pads on today?
It was awesome, man. You know, it's just good to go get some of the top people in the nation. You get to make new friends. You get to see people that you've been playing, like you've been seeing playing all year long, and you know, it was just nice to finally put the pads on and see some of these guys go to work and what it's like to see them practice. You see them in game, but it's interesting to see what people are like in practice.
Yeah, I mean, you spend so much time, especially in, you know, playing in the conference, where you've probably seen a lot of guys that you played against, and now you know what their mindset is because you're playing with them. So I'm sure it's an exciting time. Have you always been blessed with the size you have? Have you been that bigger kid growing up?
I wasn't. I didn't start really putting on my weight till about my junior year of college, and I didn't really hit like my ghost work till my junior year of high school. So yeah, I've been kind of just slowly and working at it, but you know, with time and hard work, it's gotten there.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, going into TCU, I mean, did they recruit you to play DE, the linebacker? I mean,
they recruited me to play DN.
Okay.
Yeah, they recruited me to play DN. At the time, I was probably about 225. So they said you got to put on about 15 pounds of weight. I was able to do that. It's been good ever since.
It definitely has been good ever since. And obviously, you're here. You're a few months away, probably from accomplishing a childhood dream and hearing your name called from the podium of the NFL draft. No matter where you're at, what program you're in, D1, D2, D3, everybody that suits up on Saturday wants that shot at Sunday. For you personally, I mean, when does it kind of really become a reality that you have the skill set to make it? I mean, is this some good games against prominent players? I mean, are your coaches pulling you aside saying, Josh, keep doing what you're doing, you have your special? I mean, kind of share with us.
I think it's
mindset.
Just being in this atmosphere and being to get some of the great players who are going to play in the pro, who are considered to play in the pro, and I think it really hit me when I had to pick an agent, because then that's when it started to hit the fan. So just been all surreal throughout this whole process.
And I'm sure. I mean, you don't have to say who it was, but what was your action? You might be walking on college campus, might be in class, phone number comes up, you don't recognize it, pick it up, you're like, hello, Josh, and like, hey, this is so-and-so, I want to represent you. What was that like the first time?
Oh, it was interesting, you know, just to like to get all the different DMs and different messages from people that just want to represent you. So, but it was a fun time getting that process down.
And who was fortunate enough to?
Bill Johnson, Sports Trust. Yeah,
Sports Trust.
Great dude.
Great job. Yeah. Bill Johnson's a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
Sports Trust met me. Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of agencies and that. Definitely, you did yourself well.
Yeah,
with that
I'm very happy with my choice.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, why are you down here? I mean, what do you bring to that edge that scouts are going to love? I mean, talk about the technique that you bring.
I just want to show that. I'm not a read and react, but I can line up, I can go, I can play ball, and I can be a great pass rusher, and I can also stop the run, and I can play against really high level, competitors too.
Does anything go unnoticed, Josh? I mean, sometimes it's leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the things that you did at TCU, defensively, you had, stick to the game plan where you couldn't showcase other skills. And I ask because scouts do listen, and they might want to know what Josh Caraway can do that we might not know about.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm here, to show that, I can let it loose, and when I do, I can be a real game changer.
Excellent stuff. Do you get comparison or anything, maybe?
No, I have not yet.
No? Is anyone you kind of like enjoying at the next level, patting yourself after anything?
No, but I've been a huge fan of DeMarcus Ware since a little kid, because I grew up in Dallas, so,
Edie Hall, it's DeMarcus Ware for him too.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's kind of weird. They're just back-to-back shows, and the guy's DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Once again, Josh Caraway here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then at DraftBioCollegeToPro.com. Josh, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is usually the question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, I got a girlfriend, man. Y'all might be getting me in trouble. But she knows I'm a huge Kylie Jenner fan. So yeah, okay. She knows Kylie Jenner.
I always reverse the question. Now, if we flipped the switch and said, hey, to your girlfriend, if she could take any male celebrity out, you think she'd fire off a name for that?
Oh yeah, I already know who it would be. Yeah, I already know that.
Who would it be?
She's a huge Dwight Howard fan.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, so I already know that she would be ready.
Okay, so it's even.
Yeah.
It'd been bad maybe if you just listed like the girl that works at the grocery store.
Then
you're in trouble.
Yeah, then I'm definitely in trouble.
Yeah, like the girl in the meat section at the grocery store. I like it. Yeah, we don't want to go there. And then take us inside that TCU locker room, Mom. I mean, this is a big hit or miss question in terms of nicknames. I mean, did anybody have just an off the wall crazy nickname?
For me or for?
For you or a teammate.
Well, when I first got there, people used to call me a mango because they thought I had a head shaped like a mango. So a lot of the older dudes, they're gone now, so a lot of the younger guys don't know about it. But my first couple years there, everyone was calling me mango for a long time. So. Yeah.
I don't see that. But
I don't either, a lot of guys did, so it is what it is.
Yeah, that's part of hey, you know what? I talked to a kid down at the Shrine game, and the teammate, his freshman year in college, they called him Cankle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's
man, but, yeah, so Mango compared to Cankle.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
So you're definitely ahead of the game. And then the final question for you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrated Creations. He paints cleats. If you could get your shoes themed out with any paint design, what would you want on?
It'd probably be something to remember my mother. She passed away at age 7, so something that has to do with heart disease and promote more awareness towards that.
Nice. Probably pretty tough. 7 years old. God bless you, man. That's something no kid should have to endure.
It's something, but you know that's life. You know, it's about how you're gonna fight the battles and.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and have a great week here at the Senior Bowl.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.